Good morning. Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verses 11 through 15. Jesus said to the disciples and to all who were listening, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. The Good Shepherd is a familiar and comforting image for God and for Jesus. Perhaps oddly so, because how many of us have contact with sheep and shepherds on a regular basis? When I looked up sheep farming in America, I found a website, sheep101.info, with this information. According to the 2017 Census of Agriculture, there are 101,387 sheep farms in the United States. Large sheep operations, which own 80% of the sheep, are located primarily in the western United States. Texas, California, and Colorado have the most sheep. Little did I know. I am too much of a city dweller. Perhaps some of you come from sheep farming families here in this state, and you are more familiar with real sheep and real shepherds. I had never been up close and personal with sheep until I traveled to Ireland and Scotland in 2009. And there I found sheep everywhere. As I traveled the country roads, or hiked the moors and the hills. The image of God as shepherd is ancient in our Judeo-Christian religious tradition. Psalm 23, possibly composed around 1000 BCE, is so familiar that many of us can recite it by heart. The prophet Ezekiel was prophesying in the late 6th century BCE. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, the prophet speaks for God, shaming and condemning the false or the bad shepherds who have led the people astray. God says, "As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down," says the Lord. "I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." You can hear the echoes of the psalm and of John's passage in this scripture from Ezekiel. The Hebrew patriarchs, Abraham, Moses, and David, that young king, were all shepherds. It is in this tradition that Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "I am the good shepherd." New Testament scholars tell us that the Greek word good, kalos, actually has a larger connotation than just good, as in does a good job. It means model. I am the model shepherd. As God is shepherd, so is Jesus, who models the very essence of being caretaker of the people. As caretaker, as shepherd, Jesus is gathering God's people together under the overflowing love and protection of God. Jesus, as shepherd, is willing to lay down his life for God's people. Since our text is from chapter 10 of the gospel, you can hear the writer's foreshadowing of Jesus' death, which comes in chapter 19. The literary and theological metaphor of God or Jesus in God's image as shepherd, of God's people as sheep, of the threats and the dangers to God's people, the flock, can be spun out in many ways. A pastor could preach a whole series of sermons on this metaphor. And in fact, the very word pastor comes from the 14th century French word meaning shepherd, and it's related to the word pasture, where the sheep feed. So what do we make of God as the heavenly shepherd and Jesus, God's word made flesh, the shepherd who laid down his life for God's people? And who are the flock, the sheep? All people? The church? If a pastor is a shepherd, are the parishioners the sheep? Now, I know some folks would object to being called sheep because sheep have a reputation for not being so smart. I don't know that that's really true. I read in one commentary that this reputation comes from cattle ranchers. Cattle are herded by being prodded literally and vocally from behind. If you stand behind a sheep and yell, it will simply go around and get behind you. Sheep want to be led from in front. They want to follow the voice of the shepherd they know and trust, or the shepherd's whistle to the sheepdogs. It's only when they are ill that they follow a stranger's voice, or refuse to follow and wander off into ravines or fall from heights. I happen to know as a pastor that some people in a parish like to be led with encouragement from in front, and some people with encouragement from behind, and some alongside. So the sheep metaphor is definitely not literal when it comes to people. Now, here is what I'd like us to consider today. If the Lord is our shepherd, as Jesus says in John, he is the model shepherd who will willingly, with no coercion, lay down his life for the flock. If we as the church are God's flock, and I mean we, pastors included and not set aside in an elevated position, then are we listening to the shepherd's call? And if so, how? Because the shepherd's call leads us home, even through dark valleys, to a place of care and rest, flowing streams of love and green pastures of food for our souls. It leads us away from dangerous pitfalls and into the safety of transparent and loving community. In these tense and fractious times, we need to listen carefully to God's call to community as we worship, as we meet on Zoom, as we pray for one another, as we listen to the guidance of our strategic planning team. We need to do our individual work of listening so that God can be gathering and leading us all in community. We need to be assuming the best of one another in this exhausting time of pandemic. When we all have frayed nerves and are glimpsing the light at the end of the tunnel that we can't quite reach yet. Otherwise, we will be like scattered sheep, wandering off on our own. God, the protector and gatherer of God's people, is calling us together through the voice of Jesus, through God's Holy Spirit, to new and renewed community as we begin to come out of isolation into safe gatherings. And as we continue to grow our work together, building God's realm here and now in northern Colorado. When I was in Scotland in 2009, I stayed for almost 3 weeks on a tidal island, the Isle of Errid, in the Inner Hebrides, with a spiritual community connected to the Findhorn community of northern Scotland. This community lived in stone lighthouse keeper houses that had been built in the 19th century. Working and praying together and offering hospitality to people coming from the mainland for retreat. It was early October, and while I was there, the time came for the annual sheep roundup. Now, as I had been hiking the island, I had seen many sheep. In my inexperience, I didn't realize or take note that they were all part of the same flock. They belonged to a shepherd named John, who lived nearby on the Isle of Mull. And now it was time to gather the sheep for their yearly inoculations and for the lambs to be sold at market. The people of the Errid community gathered one morning to help the shepherd round up the sheep by walking the 462 acres of the island, hills and boglands and beaches in groups that would herd any stray sheep to the center of the valley where the sheepdogs and the shepherd could gather them safely into the flock. Before we left that morning, we held what they called an attunement. For me, it was prayer. We stood in silence in the lovely chill of the morning air with the sun just beginning to warm things a bit. Gradually, people began to offer up affirmations, prayers. May we all go in safety this day. May the sheep be safely gathered in. May the mothers be comforted as they are separated from their lambs for the first time. I was in awe, a little stunned that we were praying for sheep, and then ashamed that I was stunned. Why wouldn't we pray for sheep as creatures of God and the source of the shepherd's livelihood? Finally, off we went. I ended up with a group on a high bluff where I could see and hear the shepherd signaling the sheepdogs. It was amazing the way the dogs worked at his whistling commands. Amazing how hard they worked to gather the sheep into a safe group. Suddenly, all the biblical imagery I had ever heard became clear. At that moment, I saw the shepherd as the Lord in Psalm 23. And at first, I thought of the sheepdogs as pastors trying to gather their flocks. But on further reflection, I think the sheepdogs are more likely the Holy Spirit trying to gather us all into God's fold. Suddenly, there was a huge gasp from the crowd, from the group that I was with. An older ram had gotten itself out on a ledge of a bluff across the way from us. We could see it. The dogs were working frantically to help the sheep turn around and go back to safety. A couple of people were on the ground below, waving their arms at the sheep to get its attention. One was trying to find a way to safely climb down to the ram to see if it could be pulled up. But even with all this effort of care, the ram backed itself into a corner and then fell to its death. And there was an even bigger gasp as we watched it fall. And there were tears in the eyes of the community. Eventually, we gathered in all the sheep and walked them home by a path to the barn where the inoculations began and the sorting of the lambs from the mothers. The mood was joyous that the sheep were all coming home. And it was also tinged with sorrow for the old ram that was lost, despite all the care and the work of the shepherd and his dogs and the people of the community. It was a living metaphor for me of the real life workings of God and God's people in community. My friends, I challenge you today. Take another look at the Lord as our shepherd, at Jesus as the model shepherd giving up all he has to gather the flock, at the Holy Spirit eager to round us all up. Our nerves are frayed. They are frayed from a year of pandemic and the turmoil of politics and racism. We are feeling our frustrations keenly. Yet we are being called home to our souls, called to rest in prayer after a long time of struggle and loss, called by God's love to gather in love with one another. I invite you this week to reread Psalm 23, perhaps daily. Read it slowly, resting in each image. And read John 10, verses 11 through 15, slowly, prayerfully, letting the image of Jesus, the model shepherd, willing to call you back home by laying down his life for you in the dark valleys, let that image sink deeply within your heart. And remember that the Holy Spirit is animatedly gathering us together as God's people, even as we are still socially distanced. Remember, my friends, remember, pray, and allow yourselves to be led home in peace. Amen.